Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1352, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we've got four, count 'em, four birthday segments for Billy Hayes, Aubrey Stauffer, Alf Pearson, and Adolf Hoffner. Billy Hayes actually sort of gets two birthday salutes.
What's it all about?
Oh, just stay tuned and you'll find out. Yesterday, June 13th, marked the birth in 1898 in Philadelphia of William Silas Hayes, H-A-Y-S, to William Frederick Hayes, a wallpaper maker, and Catherine Kearns. Nothing is known of his musical training, and in 1920, Billy, as he was known, was working at a laundry. By the mid-1920s, however, he was leading his own band and appearing on Philadelphia radio. His recording career began in 1928 with OK, and he recorded 10 sides for Victor in 1929. He was also active as a songwriter and composer. His recording orchestra included well-known studio musicians such as Mike Mosiello, Andy Sinella, Phil Napoleon, Carson Robison, and Roy Smek. Hayes' career beyond the recording studio spanned 5 decades, playing at venues including Young's Steel Pier and the Hollywood Theater in Atlantic City, and on network radio. It's unknown when, where, or how Billy Hayes died, but here are three from Billy Hayes and his orchestra.
If Carolina says yes, I'll feel so wa-da-da-da. There's nothing half as nice, I'm right in paradise, when Carolina smiles at me, when Carolina smiles. Thank you.
my gladness and my sadness you will share. You believe me when I say at night time I lie awake and pray that you'll be mine. You believe in everything I tell you. If you believe, then I believe you love me.
Got to have a mama now. Billy Hayes and his orchestra with vocalist Andrew T. Stanton. Victor V. 40113 was recorded April 18, 1928. The label of that record credits Hay Wood. Two words. I don't know who's responsible for that little slip-up, but of course it should be Donald Haywood, who also brought us Charleston Ball, Pale in My Hand, and I'll Get Even with You. Before that, the musical question, Do You Believe?, written by Hayes and Ralph Borelli. Billy Hayes was the vocalist on the flip side of Victor 40113, made May 16, 1929. Last played on the show 20 years ago, we started off our little tribute to Billy Hayes with When Carolina Smiles, written by Billy Hayes and Jack Palmer. Andrew T. Stanton was also the vocalist on Victor V40103, recorded April 26, 1929, in the former Trinity Church studio. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This very day, June 14th, marks the birth in 1876 in Denver, Colorado, of composer, mandolin virtuoso, music publisher and screenwriter Aubrey Stauffer. Also active in athletics throughout his youth, he began studying banjo at age 12, quickly adding piano and guitar. He studied harmony and composition at the Denver Conservatory of Music, where he began serious study of the mandolin and became a member of the faculty in 1899 and 1900, before relocating to Chicago. There, he conducted various instrumental and vocal groups, and in 1908 traveled to France and England to broaden his exposure to international musical styles. He gained a reputation as a leading mandolin virtuoso, having mastered the duo style of playing, producing melody, chords, and bass lines on a single instrument, rather than the conventional single-note melodies. In addition to solo works for the mandolin, Stauffer also composed several popular ragtime songs. He established his music publishing firm, Aubrey Stauffer and Company, which issued a diverse catalog of music. In 1918, he was working as the theater manager for the War Department at Camp Beauregard, Louisiana. In the early 1920s, Stauffer moved to California and became a scenario and story writer for silent films, and wrote at least one song for a film soundtrack. He died August 19, 1952, in Orange, California. Here are three from the pen of Aubrey Stauffer. Thank you.
else and play Piana, might as well say. He could play El Trovatore and William Tell, but Moses had to rag the sweet elf melody. Ragging classic tunes was Moses' specialty. Moses loved a gal named Phoebe Snow. Phoebe, she was crazy about his playing, so she'd sit beside him waiting with her heart a palpitating while he started syncopating so slow. Then she'd heave sighs at him, roll up them eyes at him. Then she'd softly say, play that tremolo for me. Your loving feeling from the ceiling with that melody. My lovey, dolly, honey, I could love you till I die. Oh, when you're playing me that loving tremolo. Like a fool. Honey, 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 don't you move from that piano still. You know, I just love to see your fingers gliding. Oh, the keys. Play that samurai again, boy. Go on, won't you please? Now, Moses, don't you make your Phoebe plead in vain. Can't you see I'm crazy about that loving strain? You know, I hear some white folks saying that Caruso's voice is swaying, but I'd rather hear you playing that refrain. Seems I could float away most every time you play me that tremolo. Play that tremolo. You're doing it, that's all. Oh, listen to it, listen, that's all. Listen to singing. A loving feeling comes a feeling with that melody. My lovey, dolly, honey, I could love you till I die. Oh, when you're playing me that loving tremolo.
Thank you.
You've heard it by the Ambassadors and last week by Joe Raymond, but there you have Aubrey Stauffer's tune, Hollywood, performed by the Red Caps from OK 4989, made in October of 1923. The New York Central Railroad launched its free Red Cap service at Grand Central Terminal in New York in 1895. Red Caps were a workforce of several hundred African-American men who were employed by the railroad not only to carry passengers' bags, hat boxes, valises, and sometimes even babies, but also to help them navigate through the station, offer advice, summon taxis, and so on. There was a Grand Central Terminal Red Caps baseball team in 1918, and the Grand Central Red Caps Orchestra in 1931, but this Red Caps group was unrelated and recorded about 9 sides for OK in 1923. And there were at least 2 other groups using the name Red Caps. Before the Red Caps, Al Jolson with That Lovin' Tremor Eye from Victor 17119, made April 17, 1912. We started a little tribute to Aubrey Stauffer with Kaplan's Melodists and The Young Raja. That's from Edison Diamond Disc 51084, recorded November 6, 1922. Last week, June 8th, marked the birth in 1915 in the Czech-German hill country town of Moulton, Texas, of Adolph John Hoffner to Adolph John Hoffner Sr., a farmer, and Mary A. Kubina. The younger Adolph and his brother Emil listened to Czech and Hawaiian music on the family's phonograph, and with a friend formed a trio called the Hawaiian Serenaders, performing locally. In 1935, with fiddler Jimmy Rivard, they started the Western swing band the Oklahoma Playboys. In 1938, Adolph landed a contract with Bluebird and formed Adolph Hoffner and his Texans, with Emil included in the group. In 1941, Hoffner signed with OK and played in the Los Angeles area as Dolph Hoffner and his San Antonians. Returning to Texas in 1950, the band performed under the name the Pearl Wranglers, sponsored by the Pearl Brewing Company. They played a mix of swing, rockabilly, polkas, and Czech-American songs, many with the original Czech lyrics. Adolph Hoffner died June 2, 2000, in San Antonio, where he is buried. Here are 3 from Adolph Hoffner.
My dough, what you gonna do when there ain't no more? You better quit it now.
Oh, you better quit it now.
You better quit it now.
Oh, you better quit it now.
Sweet, sweet mama, you better quit it now.
You better quit it now.
Sweet, sweet mama, you better quit. quit it now. Everybody, one more word, don't you dare call me absurd. You better quit it now.
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 Sweet, sweet mama, you better quit it now.
Liebjespin, mach mir ne Herzbar, ich erprobudim, mach mir milova, a na ten nešnji den, miel sem libi sen, vidjel sem tebe. Oh, the jolly beer spill, I'd be in the hot spot.
Yeah. red hair. You can talk about your blue-eyed blonde. You can talk about your sweet brunette. I'll keep my old guitar.
There you have three from Adolf Hoffner and his Texans, all three with Hoffner as vocalist. We started with the warning, You Better Quit It Now, recorded at the Bluebonnet Hotel in San Antonio on April 5, 1938, issued on Bluebird B7997. Next, honoring Hoffner's Czech heritage, was Dies ja lieve spím, which translates as When I Peacefully Sleep. That was recorded in the Jefferson Hotel in Dallas on February 13, 1940, on Montgomery Ward 78, M8698. We finished up back at the Bluebonnet on October 25, 1938, with I'll Keep My Old Guitar. That's from Bluebird B7931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. In the first segment, you heard from the real Billy Hayes. But the name Billy Hayes was used as a pseudonym by a number of groups, including Ben Selvin and Sam Lennon. Here's a trio of tunes by Sam Lennon's famous players, credited as Billy Hayes.
Thank you. Rickety rockety roll.
have three from Sam Lennon's famous players, all credited on their OK labels as by Billy Hayes and his orchestra. We started with I'd Rather Cry Over You Than Smile at Somebody Else, composed by Dan Dougherty, with Scrappy Lambert singing the Phil Ponce lyric. OK 41038 was recorded May 4, 1928. Next was the flip side, Get Out and Get Under the Moon, written by Charlie Tobias and Billy Jerome, with the music by Larry Shea. We finished up with Artie Dunn vocalizing on There's a Rickety Rackety Shack by a Rickety Rackety Road, written by Charlie Tobias and Roy Turk. OK 40953 was made December 5, 1927. We're slightly late, but June 5th marked the birth in 1910 of Alfred Vernon Pearson. His older brother, Robert Alexander, was born August 15, 1907. They started out as plasterers in their father's firm, but their mother, contralto Emily Smiles, was with the Moody Manors Opera Company, and the brothers began singing duets in amateur concert parties. In 1928, they entered a talent contest sponsored by Columbia, and as winners, recorded two sides. But the company felt they sounded too much like Leighton and Johnstone, but they wouldn't change their style, so Columbia dropped them, although they did go on to record for a number of other companies. They first performed on radio in 1929 for the BBC program Saturday Music Hall, and subsequently broadcast weekly from the Mayfair Hotel in London. In 1947, the brothers were initiated into the British entertainment industry fraternity and charitable organization, the Grand Order of Water Rats, with Bob holding the office of Musical Rat and Alf achieving Prince Rat. Their singing career lasted from the 1920s well into the 1980s. Bob Pearson died November 30, 1985, but Alf celebrated his centenary in 2010 and died July 7, 2012 at age 102. Here are three from Bob and Alf Pearson.
Where the gentle breeze is playing and the trees are softly swaying, that's where love should be straying, just humming along. Down the lane beside the farmer there, spring is showing every charmer there. Let us wander arm in arm there, just humming along. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, love's a wonderful thing. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, makes you feel you must sing. Take a song with me, please do. Let us whisper like the trees do. Greet the spring the way the bees do. Just humming along. Let's walk, let's take a walk. Spring calls to me on every hand, and there is romance round about. The very birds all sing, come out. Won't talk, won't have to talk, then nature's voice we'll understand, and of the spring we'll form a part, a kind of spring song in our hearts. Where the gentle breeze is playing, and the trees are softly swaying, that's where love should be straying, just humming along. Coming along down the lane beside the farmer there, spring is showing every charmer there. Let us wander arm in arm there, just humming along.
La 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 la
wonderful thing. Tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la, it makes you feel you must sing. Take a saunter with me, please, doo-doo-doo. Let us whisper like the trees, doo-doo-doo. Read the spring the way the bees do. Just humming along gaily, let us hum along, singing a song.
That simple refrain still will remain in memory lane forever. An old lullaby that mother sang to me. Rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, babe. I can hear in memory. Go to sleep, baby. Mother used to sing to me. Go to sleep, my baby.
Change the song, but now he's saying goodbye. Look at the sun trying to drive those shadows away. Long sleigh will soon be bending. Flowers will bloom, spreading the good news over the way. I don't mind the showers, for they bring the pretty flowers when the spring comes smiling down the lane. Every little trouble will vanish like a bubble. I'll be myself again. Hold on the happy ending. Let us be gay and all the clouds will fall.
There's a happy ending to the show, Happy Ending, from Rex 8022, released in October of 1933. Bob is at the piano, as he was on most of their records. Before that, an old lullaby. No, not the one written by Walter Hirsch, Al Gehring, and Ben Burney, but the old lullaby by Carl Erik Hjelm and Sven Olaf Waldoff. Singing along with the brothers on that recording was their mother, Emily. We started off our little tribute to Bob and Alf Pearson with Just Humming Along, composed by Montague Ewing and Sherman Myers, with the lyrics by Stanley Damerel and Robert Hargreaves. I don't have the recording date for that Imperial 78, but the company went out of business in February of 1934, so it was before that. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.